News Talk Breakfast.
In association with AIR. Do anything, anywhere with high-speed 4G mobile data coverage across 96% of the population.
This is News Talk.
All this week on News Talk, we're bringing you Uncorked, a series examining our relationship with alcohol in Ireland. Today on this show, we are looking at what the country here can learn from other states and how they've dealt with out-of-control drinking. To discuss, we are joined by Professor Frank Murray, former president of the Royal College of Physicians and chairman of the Alcohol Health Alliance in Ireland. Frank, you're very welcome to the programme. Look, there's 200-odd countries in the world. We won't go through them all. Let's talk about a few countries that Ireland can probably relate to and see how they've tried to crack this nut. We'll start with Scotland, I suppose, which is an example we heard quite a bit about in terms of minimum unit pricing. How have they managed their alcohol consumption?
Well, alcohol has problems very similar to our own in terms of excess alcohol consumption and binge drinking. They rank very highly in both of those. And they've introduced minimum unit pricing, which is actually enforced since May of this year. And that's the major step that they've taken in recent times. In fact, the Public Health Alcohol Bill, as you know here, which is now an act, includes minimum unit pricing and a number of other restrictions on advertising and segregation in supermarkets and so on. So although we're behind in minimum unit pricing, the new legislation in Ireland actually is more progressive, I'd argue, than in Scotland.
All right. Well, France then. France have introduced laws to limit the amount of advertising. We all remember, the Heineken Cup and the rugby was the H Cup in France a few years ago.
Yes. Yeah, the French have been, in the early 1990s, introduced what was called the Law of Vannes, which was an act which really severely restricted advertising, marketing, promotion of alcohol, and also required that there was a warning on alcohol-containing products, that there was a risk associated with, a health risk associated with alcohol consumption. And that has been incredibly effective. Alcohol consumption in Ireland, in France rather, has halved in the last 30 years, and a huge part of that has been that law around advertising and marketing. So we know laws like that are very effective.
Okay, wow, that's interesting. Let's talk about Italy for a moment. It's okay to have a drink, but is it drunkenness in public is frowned upon? Probably in a way it isn't here.
Correct. The Italians drink completely differently. And it's very, if you go down to a town centre in Italy at night, you know it's safe because there isn't the same level of drunkenness that you see here. It's considered socially unacceptable. In France and indeed many Mediterranean countries to be drunk. It is worth saying that the Italians have also introduced a number of measures around sales of alcohol, and alcohol consumption in Italy has fallen by two-thirds in the last two decades or three decades. So that's okay. A huge fall in alcohol consumption. So we know those sorts of measures work.
Yeah.
To try and copy them where we can.
It's interesting because I suppose the public drunkenness thing is almost the cultural issue, which is harder to change through rule and regulation. But I'm struck by what you said about France, that the warnings on the alcohol and the advertising restrictions, which is exactly the road we're going down, and the effect they've had on consumption there, that huge drop over the last 20 years. Is that the model that you point towards? Or is it Italy?
Yeah.
Is it the UK? Or is it Iceland sometimes we talk about?
Yeah. Well, I'll talk about Iceland in a minute because I think that's particularly a particularly good initiative. But it's worth giving great credit to the Oireachtas, who have passed the Public Health Alcohol Act, because what that contains is evidence-based measures to reduce the harm associated with alcohol. So we are picking the best from other countries. And also, a lot of what has been included within the Act are agenda items from the WHO best initiatives to take to reduce alcohol harm. So we have great debt, I think, to the Department of Health and to the Oireachtas in terms of passing that act, because I think it's going to be very effective, Ciarán.
And Frank, just before I let you go, what would you say, though, to the argument people make? Look, the culture is actually slowly changing in Ireland. If you look at the consumption league tables and even revenue receipts for alcohol sales, that there is a downward trend. We are drinking less.
I think there's a danger of people being smug about that. We're drinking twice as much as we drank 50 years ago. I think it's really important to remember that. And we're seeing, you know, twice as much harm. I think that we need to very seriously turn down the amount of alcohol, reduce the amount of alcohol that we consume. The government target is to get down to 9.1 or 9.2 litres per capita per year. And we're currently drinking about 11.5. So we need to get down about 20% to get down to government targets. So that means a lot less alcohol sales. So
okay.
I think we should be very vigilant in relation to reducing alcohol harm.
All right. Professor Frank Murray, former president of the Royal College of Physicians here and chairman of the Alcohol Health Alliance in Ireland.